Also, I did find it quite challenging in some ways, just going out to another teacher and being involved over time. I got to know some of Dharma Rinpoche's students quite well. So yes, it's as if I had a foot in a second sangha as well. And I think there are a few things that I found tricky. Firstly, was just the problem of having two approaches to the Dharma. For a few years, maybe about 3 years, I felt as if I was going for refuge in parallel. I had my FWBO approach to things, which I was quite happy with. And then at the same time, Dharma Rinpoche was giving me a very good grounding in traditional Tibetan tantric Buddhism, which, you know, is a whole kind of self-consistent world in itself. And so I was, I was going for refuge in two different ways. And I found that quite challenging. But remembering Bhante's aphorism about beware the premature synthesis, I didn't try to suppress either side. I didn't try to force them together. I just sat with that experience. And over time, you know, over a few years, by some magic that I think happens if you just do sit with these things in that sort of way, they came together. So I found that quite an interesting experience. There were also some issues of, well, it's not quite loyalty exactly. I never felt, you know, sort of split in that sort of split loyalties. But I suppose up until that point, I'd had one straightforward teacher, sangha, and so forth. And now I had more like two. And that just sort of took a bit of kind of getting used to, really. It's like I didn't just have one single focus for my practice, for my devotion, for my faith, and so on. Yeah, I got two. Yeah, if I did Guru Yoga, well, where did I put Bhante and Dharma Rinpoche? Did I put them up there together? And or did I do one and then the other? All those sorts of issues, which, as I say, it didn't amount to any kind of real spiritual problem. But yes, it was something to explore, which it took away a certain kind of simplicity that I had just through having, you know, one focus, one teacher, one practice. I think another thing that I found quite, in a way, difficult was that I was in a rather unusual position at that stage of things, that there weren't, you know, people going off to other teachers in that sort of way. And so I was learning a lot, which was affecting me quite strongly, but I wasn't really talking about it. I'd sort of share bits of it with Bhante, but I couldn't really sort of talk about it. It wouldn't have been appropriate in a way to have talked about it, particularly in the order, partly because some of the tantric things are given to you with a vow of secrecy, so it's not appropriate anyway. But also, I really didn't want to sort of stir up people who were quite happy with the practice they were doing by giving them tales of, oh, this Tibetan Lama who I go and see, and da da da. So I had to just sort of contain a lot of my experience. There was quite a lot that was quite spiritually significant for me that I was talking about sort of only very indirectly. Thankfully, those of you who know me will know that I'm quite a sort of self-contained person, so I didn't find it as difficult as some people would have. But there was definitely an issue there. And I think that if anyone is going to another teacher or thinking of going to another teacher, there are a number of issues that like that that it's worth bearing in mind. Yeah, firstly, you will, almost whoever you go to, differences of approach. They may be quite valid, but there are going to be different ways of doing things. And it's like going to two different tennis coaches. They may both be teaching you how to serve quite well, but one will be teaching you to do it like this, and another will be teaching you to do it like that. And to start with, you may be a bit unclear. Thankfully, Bhante's approach to the Dharma is so principial, coming at the Dharma as a Westerner, trying to understand it from outside the tradition. I feel he's really sort of gone to a lot of the basic principles. And that really helped, you know, in situations which would have been confusing. I could just sort of go back to those principles and things became very clear. But I think there's that. I think that if you do go into another sangha or another teacher to any degree, you are likely at least to feel that your heart's a bit kind of split in some kind of way. You know, you're adding in a whole other element. And I think that you can end up feeling less solidly embedded in the order, at least for a period of time. You also may come across people who just don't understand our approach at all and who can be quite challenging. Like you may go to some Tibetan groups where they have a very strong idea of what's often referred to as pure lineage. Yeah, that there's a whole chain of teachers who've just faithfully passed down the same teaching, the same initiations, right down to this particular teacher that you're in contact with, and they are now passing it on to you. So they're valuing a sort of authenticity of the tradition that's guaranteed by passing on the same things again and again and again. And then you get somebody like Bante, who has an extremely good lineage, as it were, from his Tibetan teachers, but then comes to the West and starts thinking, well, we're going to need to adapt things for the new conditions. So isn't just teaching exactly as his Tibetan teachers taught him, but is passing on, is being a translator, is adapting things. So, you can get people challenging you quite strongly. Well, how is that? Where is your pure lineage in that? So you need to be clear about those sorts of issues. You can come up against quite a number of those questions. So I definitely experienced some of these issues. And this was despite the fact that at the time that I got to know Dayab Rinpoche, I'd been an order member for about 15 years, I suppose. And also, I was doing it very much with Bante's knowledge and blessing at each stage of the path. And also, Dayab Rinpoche was very open to Bante and appreciative of him.